This is a very old poem and is written by a man who died in Limerick, where I was born. The poem was written between 1780 and 1781, and it's by Brian Merriman, and it's called The Midnight Court. And I'm reading it for A.J. Leon, and I'm going to read the end of it. I'd listened to every word she uttered, and then she stopped, my midriff fluttered. I was took with a sort of sudden reeling, till my feet seemed resting on the ceiling. People and place went round and round, and her words came back as a blur of sound. Then the bailiff strode along the aisle, and reached for me with an ugly smile. She nipped my ear as if in sport, and dragged me up before the court. Then the girl who complained of how she was slighted spotted my face and sprang up excited. "Is it you?" says she. "Of all the old crocks, I've waited for years to comb your locks. You had your chance and you missed your shot, and devil's cure to you, now you're caught. Will anyone here speak in your favour, or even think you worth the labour? What little affair would you care to mention, or what girl did you honour with your attention? We'll all agree that the man's no beauty, but damn it, he's clearly fit for duty. I know he's ill-made and ugly as hell, but he'd match some poor misfortunate well. I'd sooner him pale and not quite so fat, but the hump's no harm. I'd make nothing of that. For it isn't a thing you'd notice much, or one that goes with the Puritan touch. You'll find bandy legs on men of vigour, and arms like pegs on a frolicsome figure. Of course, there must be some shameful reason that kept him single out of season. He's welcome at the country houses, and at the villagers' carouses, called in wherever the fun is going, and fiddles being tuned and whiskey flowing. I'll never believe there's truth in a name. I wonder the merryman stand the shame. The doggest devil that tramps the hills, with grey in his hair and a virgin still. Let me alone to settle the savage. You can spare your breath to cool your porridge. The truth of it's plain upon your forehead. You're 30 at least and still unmarried. Listen to me, O fount of luck. This fellow's the worst that ever I struck. All the spite I have locked inside won't let me at peace till I've tanned his hide. Can't you all help me? Catch him? Mind him? Winnie, girl, run and get ropes to bind him. Where are you, Annie, or are you blind? Sally, tie up his hands behind. Molly and Maeve, you fools, what ails you? Isn't it soon the courage fails you? Hand me the rope till I give him a crack. I'll earth it up in the small of his back. That young man is the place to hurt you. I'll teach you to respect your virtue. Steady now, till we give him a sample. Women alive, he's a grand example. Set to it now, and we'll nourish him well. One good clout, and you'll hear him yell. Tan him, the more he'll yell, till we teach his friends good manners as well. And as this is the law to restore the nation, we'll write the date as a great occasion. The 1st of January, 1780. And while I stood there, stripped and crazy, knowing that nothing could save my skin, she opened her book, immersed her pen, and wrote it down with careful art. As the girls all sighed, for the fun to start. And then I shivered and gave a shake, opened my eyes, and was wide awake. Thus ends the Frank O'Connor translation of what is in Irish poetry a very famous poem, The Midnight Court by Brian Merriman. It's about five or six times longer as a whole than that. And it's celebrated in a festival, in a special festival in Ireland every year. So, travellers, nomads, wanderers, stories is what it's about, isn't it? We have to give each other stories, turn our lives into a story, make stories, share them, and above all, open our eyes and be wide awake. So there, that's my little homily, I suppose, on intentional living. AJ and Melissa, off there in the desert in Utah, or wherever you're going to next, I must check. A little gift for you tonight. Keep well, my friends.